Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening and welcome. I nearly didn't get there. Yes, hi and good evening. I am Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. So let me give you some numbers and then I can give you a bit of a chat. So the numbers that you need to ring if you want to come in for a reading. Okay, if you're in the US, it's 760-283-4611. And also in the UK, or outside the US, you just prefix the number 001-760-283-4611, or free of charge, because the 001 number is chargeable, so please get bill payers permission. So you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and you can call into the show free. So welcome to everybody that's listening to the show this evening, and everybody that's in the chat room. So what have I got for you this evening? Well, hopefully we're going to be doing a few more readings than we did last week, because we got interrupted by our lovely Mike Davis. And also we had the lovely guest on as well, Kalinka, who asked some fantastic questions. And actually, since then, more questions have really come up. More things have come to light, really. More in the views of others and their beliefs, which has been quite an eye-opener, really. Because, I say that, I understand quite a lot about different religions. I don't know, obviously, don't test me on it, because I just know certain bits. I don't know everything about certain religions. My belief in that is that, with a belief, is that we are all the same. We're all energy. We all come from one source. People call it God, call it Allah, or, whatever you want to call it. But I call it source of unconditional love. That's where we come from and where we go back to. But I'm always open and very open to listen to others' views. And it was put to me, it's been put to me over the last few days, actually, about my views on what's going on with the energy at the moment, because more and more people are coming out of the woodwork, more interested in spiritual work or how a spirit work, and or begin to see or hear more about spirit, and why is this, and also my views on 2012 and 2013 and so on. So, in a nutshell, this is what I believe, okay? It's basically the energy started in 2011 with the change of energies, the clearing out of the clutter, clearing out of the negative. Now, you may have heard me say this before on one of my shows previously, but we are going through a process of where the negative is being taken away from us and it's being replaced with positive. And we can look at this on different levels. We can look at the banking system as first, and then it's the economy is second. And I can say that I believe that the economy is going to be a lot worse, definitely a lot worse. I get a feeling that maybe, that governments might even change and or fall, or there might be somewhere different thing. From my view, governments are a bit negative. They're controlling and they do blah blah. They do all sorts of things that don't quite work, and then we suffer as a people. But I'm not saying let's rebel, okay, or anything like that. I'm just talking about the change of energy. And 2012 has been a massive clear out. Lots of negative clear out and so on. And then 2013 is where things start to settle. We have a clearer mind. We have a more spiritual, I want to say the word casting, spiritual casting around us, where spirit will show more, we'll be more spiritual ourselves, in whatever religion, it doesn't have to be, you know, you have to stand up and say, I'm a spiritualist or anything, you know, in whatever religion, but religions won't play a part. You know, there won't be backlashes or anything like that. It would just be, we are all one, and so on. Currencies will change, and there's lots to it. There's just lots to it. And we just have to really sort of ride with this. But this is my view. This is some of the questions that have been put to me. You know, I've done a show in Gloucester on Friday night, and I have to say, if anybody from Gloucester is listening tonight, thank you so much for such a warm welcome and such a great evening. It was so nice, and I'm looking forward to actually going back there. And I did say, and I at the end of the show afterwards, behind the scenes, that I may even look at coming back there twice next year. You know, once in the beginning of the year and one at the end of the year, like this year. But you know, that's great. But there are lots of other stuff coming out of this as well. Let me quickly go back to this positive, negative reactions in the global environment at the moment, because we're all going through it, and we just have to be strong and so on. So thank you. I'm just seeing that you're appreciated, Nick, in the chat room. Do you know, I'm appreciative of everybody that comes to my life, and you know, everybody has got lessons to learn or lessons to teach. So we are brought, or people are brought into our lives to either teach us something positive or something negative. And at the time, we're probably going to be cursing them, and, you know, really, like, we're angry about them. But actually, what you should do is just let it go, okay? Think about what they've done for you, and then think of positive stuff that's around it. So look what it's bringing into you. You know, is it bringing more positiveness to you? Has it opened the doorways to something else? You know, something more positive? You know, I bet you it has. Okay, so it's all about that. You know, so that's why I always say, you know, I thank the spirit. I thank the spirit every day for what they bring me, the people that they bring me. I had a fantastic chat this afternoon with a gentleman, okay, about his belief, and I'm not going to say too much, because I don't want to get him in trouble if he's listening. But his belief doesn't believe in anything that we do. Yet he was open-minded. He could see that there was something different, you know, something going on, and he wanted to step outside of his religion just for an hour, just to see, you know, what other stuff is out there. You know, what's the difference, and how can it all be linked? So we had a really fantastic time talking about this. And you know, when I'm actually on stage, and you know, I portray this, and I actually say that, you know, I work in the highest love, and I know Mike Davis works in the highest love, and Grant as well, you know, everybody else that works for spirit should be hopefully working for the highest of love. You know, this is what's going on. So that's it. That's the negative thing that I feel is going on at the moment. But it's positive, okay? Positive, 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 because it's just bringing us so much goodness back to us. You know, we are reaping what we sow, basically, in that sort of sense. So that's enough jargon for me for once, okay, I think. But I need to tell you about a few things that are going on, okay? There's something that's going on that I think is going to continue to go on, and I'll come to that in a minute, okay? And now, we are doing, as Mike Spirit FM, we are doing a roadshow. Okay, we're going to be doing a roadshow in early next year, which will be the 22nd, 23rd of February, I believe. It's a two-day event. On the Friday, there will be four mediums up on platform, or three mediums. Mike will probably jump in somewhere along the line and say, yeah, it's wrong. But there's going to be an evening of mediumship. We'll have four mediums on stage, obviously passing messages, working their magic, how they work, because we all work differently. On Saturday, there'll be... it's like a mind, body, spirit fair. So we'll have people doing holistic therapies. We'll have stalls, but you'll have all hosts of Mike Spirit FM under one roof giving readings. Okay, it'll be a free entry event. But if you want to come see the guys in the host of Mike Spirit FM in the evenings, I think it's £10 per ticket. But you're getting four quality Mediums one night, and you're getting another. It's either free on the Friday and four on the Saturday. I can't remember how it's working out, but either or, and it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a really good 2 days. So, but also on top of this, okay, there's a little vote going on, okay, and it's who has the sexiest laugh vote. Okay, it started about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago by somebody commenting in the chat room that I have the sexiest laugh, which I quite honestly agree. Yes, I do. I do have a sexier laugh out of myself and the lovely Mike Davis. Okay. Oh, and we can see that Mike is in the chat room. Vote for Mike. No, don't vote for Mike. You vote for me. Okay. So, you know, and it's going to go to our live show. So, and it will, the winner will be announced at the live show. I don't know what the prize is. Probably a big sloppy kiss from one of us. So and I know Mike's dying for a kiss from me, 'cause he keeps telling me. So, but who's got the sexiest laugh? Myself, Nick Humphreys, your host here every Tuesday, or is it Mike Davis? Okay. hi, Selena. So yeah, so. That's it, okay? I have got other stuff going on. If you want, obviously, you can catch me at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, or you can get me on Facebook, which is International Medium Nick Humphreys, and you can please like my page, okay? Just like my page. Just, you know, there's lots of stuff going on. But also, as a side thing, okay, we need to talk about the Midnight Paranormal Group, okay? It's a very small group, okay? It's a new group that are out to bring you quality paranormal investigations at a fair price. You know, it's not to outdo any of the other companies. That's not what we're about. We're just about bringing you, you know, good quality things, you know, cheap, you know. There's on the 17th of, actually, no, on the 31st of October, okay. I know it's midweek, but if you're in the Carmarthenshire area and you fancy going, please drop me a line, because it's going to be a secret location. Unless you drop me a line, then you won't know where, and you don't know where to go. And also then on the 17th of November, on Saturday 17th of November, I'm actually doing, well, we're holding an investigation at the Castle House Jail, which is in Carmarthen. Okay. It's a fantastic place. I don't know that much about it, apart from that it's a jail. Obviously, it's the, you know, clues in the title. Please come along. It's cheap. It's 20 quid per person. It's a good night out, good laugh, good team, and you know, that's what it is. But tomorrow, if you're around in the Carmarthen area and you want to come see me and you want a reading, okay, I'm in a place called the Salutation Inn, I believe. I think that's what it's called. Let me get this. The Salutation Inn, and I believe it's in, now, excuse my pronunciation, but I think it's Pontegoffi, okay? It's along the A40, I believe, and it starts at 11 o'clock, and you can pay £10 for a ticket. There's lots of stalls there, but your ticket also includes a lunch. So, you know, you can have lunch with us or on your own if you want. You know, it's fine. We don't mind. And then it finishes about 3 o'clock. So stands are available from 11 till 3. So they're available all time. I'm available all time. I bar me lunch. Okay. I need to have my lunch. Need to get me energy. So, please come along and come and see me. So, That's it. I think I've covered everything. Have I covered everything? I believe I've covered everything. I think I've... apart from... Well, actually, this Saturday, if you're really interested. Silly me. Okay. This Saturday and Sunday, I'm holding a two-day workshop on trance, physical trance mediumship. This is where you will learn about the energies, the flow of energies from spirit to us, and how we can interlink together. Okay, you do not have to be a medium. Okay, you do not have to be, knowledgeable about this. This is something that I will break you in over the 2 days, from novice to the experienced. Okay, and it will be 2 days where we will sit together, we will meditate, we will ask spirit to come very close, And during the 2 days, then we will be sitting to allow spirit to mingle their essence, their spirit with our body, and their mind with our mind. So then we can start to allow messages to come through. There's a thing called a cabinet. Okay, it's not a cabinet you put on the wall and you put your cups in. It's a spiritual cabinet, and basically what it is, it's like a black wooden box that you sit in. So you've got a chair inside and you sit in. This is primarily done at night, okay? So there might even be a chance that this extended, because it's from 10 till 4, so we might extend it to about 6 o'clock, where we get, it's obviously darker over here at this time of year. And we ask the energies then, our spirits to come forward that are connected to us, or our guides that are connected to us, and we ask them to, we invite them in, into that environment within the box. And I've seen this. I've sat in the box and I've actually been witness to this. But you will see silver strands. You will see faces come out of the darkness. You will hear noises. You will see things, wisps of light going around the person that's sitting in that box. It's not to be scared of. It's something to be, with at awe with. You know, it's like, wow, did I just see that? That's just, that's amazing. And, we'll ask questions and we'll get answers back. It's a fantastic, fantastic thing to see and view. It's just spirit there doing what they do best, and that's showing themselves. I will give a demonstration of physical trance mediumship where I allow my guides to come in and physically show themselves. You've got transfiguration, okay, which is like where the spirit will use the energy around your face, and they will put their own image of their face over yours, so the people, the onlookers, can see the image of theirs, okay? And they might see the eyes move, they might see the mouth move, but it's not my mouth or my eyes, it's theirs, Physical trance mediumship is where they physically change your appearance. They will move the... Okay, I don't know what's happening there. Can everybody hear me? Okay, I don't know what happened there. So I was talking about trance, okay? The difference between transfiguration and the physical trance. So transfiguration, okay, if you did hear this, forgive me, I need to say it again because I didn't know how far you didn't hear from, but transfiguration is where they use their energy around your face, the energy around your face, and they show themselves as a mask. All right, okay. Mike can't use that. Right, okay. Well done, Mike. So basically what happens there is that you'll be able to see their face. You might see the eyes moving and the mouth talking, but you won't hear any words. But with physical trance mediumship, it's where they actually physically move the muscle and the fat in your face. They change your appearance, your skin tone, your hair colour, your length of your hair, your design, your clothes, and you're sitting there as somebody completely different. It's an amazing, amazing phenomenon to witness. And there's the silver strands. The silver strands is what we call ectoplasm. So it's not the when you see those old-fashioned black and white photos, it's not the cotton wooly type stuff. It's now silver strands, and we've actually got silver dust. We might get it over us, we might get it on the floor. It's an amazing thing. It feels very wet as well. So it's just great. It's just a really great phenomenon. So if you want to do this workshop, okay, it's 2 days. It's in Clan Stefan in Carmarthenshire. Okay, if you're in the States, please fly over. It'd be great. Okay, it's £60 per person for the 2 days, but it includes a nice hot meal for both days, and also tea and coffee and biscuits throughout the day as well. Okay, but also to sit for spirit. Wow, I can't wait. I'm really excited. So that's it. That's all the stuff that we've got going on. So vote for me, because I've got the sexiest laugh. If someone can make me laugh tonight, I'll laugh. But I don't think anybody can, not tonight. So it'd be great. No, don't come and tickle me. No, how unprofessional. So So it's, yeah, look at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. Have a look at the stuff that I'm doing, the future stuff. And yeah, I was going to get tickled. I don't like being tickled. So it doesn't make me laugh. No, it doesn't. No. Anyway, so what we're going to do is we're going to go to some music. We're going to go to a couple of tracks, hopefully, or one track maybe, I don't know. We'll decide. And then we're going to open the telephone lines. Again, the telephone numbers you need are 760-283-4611, or prefix just the same number with 001 on the end, but that's a chargeable call if you're outside of the United States, so please be aware of that. Or just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, okay? And then you can call into the show. And I know that there is a new way of going to be calling into show. I don't know if you're going to try this tonight. I don't know if Mike's listening and if he's going to try this tonight. But we'll see. I think we might try it in a little while. Is it the ley lines in England that supercharge the energies? There are places in England and also in Wales, okay, that, yes, there are supercharged energy lines. But there are also, okay, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there are also chakra points of the earth. And there is a couple of chakra points are actually in Wales. So, and one of them's not that far from me. So, but I can't remember what a chakra it is. But yeah, the energy lines. And that's why Glastonbury is so powerful, because it falls right on one of the energy lines. There's a crossover of these energy lines there. So yeah, it's great. So let's go to some music. Let's come back and then we'll open the airwaves and see what happens. So I'll speak to you in a minute. There you go, that was REM, and yeah, I hope you sort of like appreciate my choice of music here. Do you know, I spent very many hours, that's not English. I spend lots of time in front of the laptop looking up what's the best track I can play this week. You know, REM goes up, you know, just a fantastic track anyway. But there's two other tracks that are coming up that are just classics and lovely tracks and lovely words and very meaningful. So let me just say, obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next hour or so, hour and a half, I believe. I know Mike is there as well. Hi, everyone. Hope everyone is feeling okay today. Yeah, and night. Yeah, we are. Thank you very much, Serena. Thanks for joining the chat room. So, wow, you know, the chat room's busy tonight. But vote for me because I have the sexiest laugh. Mike sounds like he's laughing in a tin can. But I love him to bits. He's like a brother to me. So, and I can't wait to be on platform or stage with him to do some work. So, and I know he's listening to me. So, so don't forget, obviously, the telephone numbers are 760-283-4611. Or prefix the number of 001 at the beginning if you're outside of the US, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So I'm just going to sort of see. I'm going to go to the readings and telephones. I'm just asking Mike something. So just to see if what he wants to do. So yeah, hang on, I'm being messaged all over the place. Okay, new callers. Right, okay. So, right, so let's go to a caller. The reason I'm laughing is because I've got all these windows open. I'll tell you this is going to be off the cuff, okay? I wasn't going to have a guest tonight, but I just feel, right, that the energy is so good anyway, that wouldn't it be nice if we could just conjure up maybe another medium, a fantastic person, a really nice guy, that hasn't got as sexy a laugh as I am, to maybe join us and then talk to us a bit more about this roadshow. Who would be better than Mike Davis himself? I wonder if he'd be interested in coming on, and maybe do a few readings with me as well. So that's just, I know he's had a hard time recently. He's had an American cold. Let's rub the genie lamp and see. Let's see if he's there. Mike, are you there?
I am indeed, Nick.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Well, I have a sexy laugh on you, Nick. My cold is going now, so
I think
I won, Nick, hands down.
No.
I've been busy posting in a chat room, Nick. I'm going to give kisses to everyone that votes for me, so I'm sorry, I won.
A lot of people are asking, how do they vote? Where do they vote? And who's going to count the ballot box?
Well, I think our producer, Ken, is counting. And after the end of last week, we was up to 2 votes each.
Right.
So they can vote in the chat room is probably the best way to vote. And then, as I said, we can take it to the live show, Nick.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
That would be fun, actually.
It would be fun. Be fun. I wonder how the audience would... What are we going to do, stand on stage and laugh at them?
Well, actually, Sarah May is getting a little bit involved, from the Guiding Lights. And I know Sarah's listening tonight. And what she was saying is maybe that she should stand there and make the two of us laugh.
Right, okay.
And see where we have either the most hands showing or the most laughter in the crowd. Or I don't know.
Snap-a-meter.
Yes. Maybe we should just leave it to Sarah.
Yeah, maybe. But I just want to go off the track here a little bit because there's lots of other things going on in the pipeline. We're talking about the roadshow, and we will go to some readings in a minute, but I want to get this clear to people because we've got the roadshow, which I'm really excited about, which is next year, and it's not just me and you. It's all 7 hosts that are on Mike Spirit FM under one roof.
Yeah, that's the one thing, Nick, I'm really, really looking forward to, and bear me a second. Yeah, that's the one thing I'm really looking forward to, Nick, is to actually get into work with everyone. I know that we've already worked together before in the past, Nick, and we've had some wonderful time together before.
Yep.
And, even though that we can joke and we can laugh and we can do anything else, but, let's not take it away from what we do. We can connect to the spirit world.
Yeah.
And make a good connection there. And that's the one thing that we do with each other, Nick. We bounce from each other and we make a good connection.
Yeah.
But, there's because there's 7 of us now, there's been a few people, most of the hosts has been asking me, Mike, we need to do stuff with you. And it was very difficult to try and fit 6 different people to doing 6 different shows over the year. And I was thinking, I need to work with you all because it'd be nice because, you're all a part of this network's family, Mike Spirit FM, which is the network I set up. And it'd be such a nice thing to do is to make it a family unit as we are.
Yes.
And that's the idea. That's where the idea come from was, well, then let's take the Mike Spirit FM network to the road. Because, you've got to remember, Nick, not only are people going to have a chance to see us all working together, not just a chance on a Friday and a Saturday night, but they'll be able to have a chance to have private readings with us through the day on a Saturday day.
Yep.
With lots of exhibitors there, selling all their bits and pieces. But they will be able to meet us. And, I think that's the wonderful thing. And not only that, Nick, as we have 2 Mike Spirit FM accounts right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are also live on Spreaker as well. Now, within Spreaker, on the night of Grant Collier's show, which is a Friday night, the whole show will be broadcast live. The demonstrations will be broadcast live across the world, so people will be able to hear us work.
That's great.
And the Saturday as well. I think somebody has a phone that's ringing, Nick, and maybe that's yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We won't go into that right now, Nick. But but you know, it's going to be an amazing adventure. It really is. It's going to be a time where people is going to be able to, as I say, not just meet us, but have readings with us and have communication with us. And you were quite right. What you said earlier on a Friday night, there's going to be three mediums. And the Saturday night is going to be three mediums. I'm going to be the fourth medium on the Friday and the Saturday. So I'm going to work the Friday night and the Saturday night as well. And obviously introduce you guys on as the mediums alongside me for the both events. So it's going to be a wonderful event.
I'm really excited. And it's not only that, it's not only about the fact that we're all going to be together. It's the fact that our listeners can come and meet and greet us, have a photograph taken with all of us. It's just going to be really great. But I'm going to move on from that for a second, because there's something else in the pipeline, isn't there?
Nick, I don't think I want to announce that just yet, but...
Right.
Go on, you let the cat out of the bag, Nick, and then I can blame you then, can't I?
Well, all I'm saying is that there's something else in the pipeline.
It is, and actually, you know, I will say, because not only are we, broadcasting out to as many people as we can, reaching and touching as many people as we can, bringing us as your mediums into your homes, into your love in vibration, we've also touched upon a magazine. A magazine is interested in Mike Spirit FM, and on the 2nd of November, which is a week Friday, I'm going to do a demonstration of my mediumship up in Reading, and this magazine has come up there to meet me, to interview me about my work and about the radio station. So I'm looking forward to that, Nick, because it's going to be printed in the magazines, and I will give all the links out, because it's going to be on the internet as well, so people all over the world will be able to see this interview. Maybe not see it, but read it. And I'm sure that they will be interviewing me on the demonstration as well. But I know that they will be on my radio show, so the tables will turn a little bit, because I'll interview them in December. But then on February, another event in February, they're coming down to the event, and they're going to interview each and every host.
Right.
Which,
cool.
That in itself...
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Because it doesn't just go out in one magazine, see, Nick. It goes out in probably about 10, 15 magazines. So, it's reaching a wider audience, isn't it? And I suppose that's what we are aiming to do, is to take this network that I've built up from nothing. And, you know, Nick, and honestly, with your help as well, because you are the oldest host. I mean, take that whichever way you want. In all fairness, you've been with me from within the first few months, haven't you? And you know, you've stuck by me, and I've stuck by you through lots of things.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's where the family unit, if you like, comes in. Yep. Even though that we never met each other before, that's what this is all about.
No,
I know that there's something else you want to talk about as well, which I can now see what you want to talk about.
Yeah, see, I didn't let the cat out of the bag at all, Mike.
I did, Nick. And you pressurized me into saying that, didn't you? I mean, I've got to remember right now that we are live on air, because if we wasn't live on air, Nick, I would say some other words to you, but I'm a polite man. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be bringing another show to the network. Once a month. And please comment in the chat room, because I'm in the chat room, Nick is in the chat room, and I know that Sheila's in the chat room. And how would you feel if we brought you a Saturday, whether it be day or night show for you? It's probably going to be this time of day or night for us. And as I said, please do comment on a show with myself, which is Mike Davis, Nick Humphreys, Sarah May, Jeanette Ann Coombs, Grant Collier, Andrew D, and our newest host of starting tomorrow, Jerry Humphreys. How would you like to have a chance to have all of us, all host show, in one place, giving our readings and our opinions live on air? I mean, I know you've already got one that sounds great. This is going to happen once a month because of obviously commitments, Nick. It's going to be difficult, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because, you know, everybody knows I'm a single man. You know, I have my children on the weekends. But, you know, I'm sure that they would like their daddy to be live on air on that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, in all fairness, my kids love the way I work. And they love listening to me on the radio. So, yeah, that's going to be once a month, starting when I come back. Because, obviously, as you know, Nick, I'm away now in 2 weeks' time. I'm going to Norway to do some wonderful work and to promote the radio station out in Norway. And when I come back, so that's going to be November, I'm back. So maybe the first one will be at the end of November, maybe beginning of December. So
yep.
How does that sound, Nick?
It sounds, I'll tell you, I'm just really excited about the forthcoming events. It just sounds really good. But you're not only, the only one that's on the travels, you know.
I know, because you're going to somewhere really special, Nick, aren't you?
I've been invited to India.
That in itself is amazing, isn't it? And, you know, I must say congratulations and well done, Nick.
Yeah, you know, thank you.
You know, if anyone deserves to travel, it's you as well, Nick, because I know that you have wonderful connection to the spirit world. You know, I'm just looking in the chat room as well, saying yes, I'm from India as well. Yeah, and it's, you know, it always surprises me, and you know, it takes my breath away every time I think of it, of how far this network is actually broadcasting, how far across the world are we going? Because
yeah.
I remember that in the beginning, we started broadcasting, it was just to one little place, and then all of a sudden, we was going somewhere else, and then somewhere else.
Yeah.
And now we're all over the world.
I know I'm going to, somebody in the chat room is asking where am I going. I'm flying to Delhi, and then from Delhi I'm going to a place called Guwahati, which is north east India, which is in the district of Assam. And I'm depending on how we work it out, because it's all still being arranged. And then I'll be spending 7 days there, and I'll be doing spiritual teachings, doing readings, and I'll actually, if I can do it, I'll be producing, you know, not producing, but I'll be hosting my show from India, and hopefully get some Indian guests on as well, which would be fantastic, wouldn't it, just?
Definitely, that'd be amazing, Nick, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's all in the pipeline. And then I travel back then to Delhi and spend about 7 days, maybe 5 to 7 days in Delhi to go to the spiritual centres there as well, and maybe do the same from Delhi. So I really can't wait. I know Mike was excited about America, and I'm still excited about America. So I know there's talk about America for next year as well. But it's just great. It really is great. And I love what Spirit is bringing to us and the people it's connecting us to. And it's just awesome. It really is.
You know, Nick, it just takes my mind back to the very first day where I, because before we started right here in Blog Talk Radio, I was on another network doing 1 hour a week on a Sunday for between 8 and 9, and just 1 hour a week broadcasting, and you know, calls kept coming, and I was on there for about 2 years. I had my own show, just like you know, you, just like all, you know, everybody else. I thought,
yep,
I needed to make this difference. I need to try and build a network up myself so that I can bring more spirituality to people. And I had this vision, Nick, back just over a year ago, to wouldn't it be amazing to have my own radio station, or to have my own radio slot, or to have my own network. And all of a sudden, you know, I sent this thought off to the spirit world, and all of a sudden this came in, you know, around. And the next thing you know, some, you know, like yourself, a wonderful host came on, then another, and like, look at us now.
It's great. It's great.
It's developing and growing every single day, and you know, that's the wonderful thing. And Nick, I want to lay you into a little secret as well here.
Ooh.
You know, last week when we was chatting, I was saying that I now have the ability to call people in.
Oh yes.
We tried this.
Right.
Very successfully last night on the Guide and Light show. We did experience some technical difficulties in the beginning, but when we realized, or when I realized what was happening, we got over it within seconds. So for all the listeners, and this is only open to the UK, and reason being because of the cost of the calls. So if people are listening in the UK, then again, they can be called in, Nick. And how they do it, they have to register, okay? And it's a simple way of registering. All you have to do is send me an email, and the email address you need to send it to, it's mike@mikespirit.fm. Send me your telephone number and the reason why you would want me to call you in. Because I say that, Nick, because there's so many people that wants to come in, and maybe that there's a, you know, that they just want a reading, or maybe they bereaved, or maybe they've just lost somebody. Or, you know, and I think to myself, if I can fetch in some of these callers for us to work with, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah.
And as I said, we tried it last night on the Guiding Light show, and it worked perfectly.
Cool. That's good. That's really great. That's great for the UK callers, obviously.
Of course.
Yes, definitely. And that's just going to expand then, isn't it? You know, I love doing, obviously, don't get me wrong, I love doing the readings for everybody outside of the UK, but it's nice to get, you know, the UK callers in also.
Definitely. You know, and please, you know, anybody else listening in any other part of the world, you know, please don't take this personally that we're able to call people in the UK. We're trying to develop it so that we're able to call you in other parts of the country and other parts of the world as well. But, you know, Nick, as they say, small steps will build big bridges, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
definitely
the vision I had of day one. Look at where we are now. And if we go on like this, then who knows what the future lies.
I know, and what an exciting future.
Definitely.
I was just also trying to think of, like, obviously we need to do some readings as well.
Okay.
This evening, you're it's nice that actually, to, you know, obviously I'm glad you're well, Mike. You're back.
I can't say I'm 100%, Nick, but I would say I'm 80%, which is a lot better than what I was last week, I must say. And you know, and I think that's only thanks to all the wonderful healing and wonderful messages I've been having right here in Blog Talk Radio and in my Facebook pages and everything else. It's been wonderful, you know, the support I've had, and obviously from you as hosts as well, all of you wonderful hosts. I know it's been sending such wonderful power to me. It's been amazing.
Yep. Well, that's okay. I think
our producer is confusing you a bit there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me explain to you, Nick, okay? Because not only have we been developing the phone calls, but our wonderful people that's on hold on the phone right now, I've already spoke to them, or most of them.
Right, okay.
Because we have learnt this end, how to screen callers. I know that sounds bizarre, maybe to a lot of the people that call other shows, and your calls get screened all the time. But it's difficult from the UK because we have to call the international calling number, which obviously costs a lot of money to screen all your callers. So we've been trying to develop this from our end, Nick. And successfully again, last night, I was able to do that. So whilst Ken, our wonderful producer, is bringing people in and out and everything else, I've been in the background screening callers, so I've already talked to a few of the callers tonight, screening them. I'm funny, Nick.
Yeah, I know.
No, no.
You're not that funny.
I know, but let's take the word funny and put the word vote for Mike Davis in there. I think that's the best way to go around that.
What does the winner get?
I don't know. Just the knowing who has the sexiest laugh, like, I think that's the best thing about it, isn't it? Or maybe we should make up a Mike Spirit FM trophy.
Like, yeah, little trophy. Or
but the only thing, Nick, we have to keep this between us.
Yeah.
Remember, Andrew D is a bit of a unique laugher himself.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And you know, we have Grant Collier. Now, I'd be scared of Grant because he has one of them unique laughs himself. And, you know, Jerry, well, I heard Jerry laugh for the first time last night. I don't want to go up against Jerry, Nick.
No, I've only spoken to Jerry once, so I don't know what his laugh's like yet.
Well, I think we need to keep this just personal, Nick, between me and you.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine if all the other guys was involved in this as well?
Well, you know, it's kind of fair play.
No, but we wouldn't get a look in though, Nick, would we?
No, we wouldn't. Now, if it was the sexiest medium, I'd win hands down.
Oh, no, Nick, no. You've got that one wrong, mate.
No, I'd win hands down.
Oh, do you want to start this up again now? Do you really want to go there?
Come on, guys. Look at my Facebook page. Look at a picture of me. Come on, you know that I'd win hands down. The sexy Italian looking...
No, Nick. You ain't got a prayer, mate. Go over to my Facebook page and you'll see who actually is the sexiest medium anyway.
Don't go there.
And may I say the youngest medium out of a lot of us as well.
Yeah, but there's maturity in the way that I look. You know, there's wisdom in my face and there's love in my face. And you
Nick,
know,
Nick.
What?
No. You're wrong. I went hands down and you would know it.
So, I'm being asked now, okay, through Facebook, am I Italian? Yes, I'm half Italian. So there you go, I'm half Italian, my mum's side of the family.
Well, I must say, I'm purebred Welsh, through and through. Mum and dad are Welsh, grandparents both sides are Welsh. Celebrate Welsh, me young man, and let me tell you, you can be half whatever you want. The Welsh will always win.
Yeah, but I've got the right half of the Italian.
No, Nick, no. Nick, this is a live show. We can't call you.
I think our listeners like what we're doing here is we're lifting the atmosphere, we're lifting the energy, you know, into light. You know, it's good. It's good for the energy. So
it is, definitely, it's good for something.
Yeah, it's for our female listeners, obviously. Right, so...
Nick, you never know. We could be losing them as we say in all this. You never know.
How many people are in our chat room? No, we've still got the same number of chat rooms. No, I think... So, what's that now? I have to say both of you guys are... Well, yeah, okay, so what, we're both funny? Okay, we're both funny guys. Right, okay. There you go, we're both funny.
Well, we're both funny, and maybe we both... Well, not both. Let's not go there. Let's just keep it simple, Nick. The sexiest laugh, and then maybe if I lose, then I'll bring up the sexiest medium afterwards.
But look, like you don't want to lose twice, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't that be horrendous?
You don't want to lose twice.
I don't think I would lose twice, Nick. I think I'd actually win the both of them.
But
I'd have to give up the chocolate for about 2 weeks.
Do you know how kind I am, though? Even if I was voted with the sexiest voice of laugh, okay, I would actually share it with you.
Nick, that's so sweet. You really are so sweet. And, you know, I would probably... If I won the trophy of the sexiest laugh, I'd give it to you.
Aww.
I would. You know, Nick, I'm even considering giving you my award that I won for the... National award winner for my mediumship. I mean, I'm considering giving it to you. Obviously, just a polish. Obviously, just a polish, but, you know, I'm considering that.
What you like. Oh, dear. You are mad.
Can you make sure you buffer up really nice, though, Nick, for me?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
So do you reckon we should have a track and then, you know, some music?
I think we need a track, Nick.
Yeah, and then do some readings for these lovely listeners. Okay, we're going to go to our next track then, and we'll come back in a second. The lovely Mike Davis and myself, Nick Humphreys, we'll do some readings for you guys, long-awaited readings. So join us in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Thank you. Like a bird.
Okay, there you go. Two classic tracks there. Really, really great. So, obviously, I'm aware, we've been killing time because me and Mike have been having a good old chat about the stuff that's up and coming for Mike Spirit FM. But I am obviously aware that there are guys there holding onto their dear telephones waiting for a reading. So, me and Mike, lovely Mike Davis, are here, and we're going to do some readings for you now. So,
you do that, Nick. I want to just share one more thing with you. It's not going to take long.
Go on.
Because all the listeners know I've got a dog, Marley.
Marley, yeah.
Marley the dog, and he's now three, so he's a big boy. And I forgot to lock the cupboards yesterday when I went to work. And, you know, Marley got up to his usual tricks. He went into the cupboard, Nick, and took all the chocolate chip cookie biscuits.
He's got taste.
And he ate them all.
Oh, dear.
Strikes again.
Oh dear. Classic.
I should have taken. You know, there wasn't even a scrap of evidence left. There was no biscuits anywhere. The only evidence was the wrappers was all over his bed.
Oh, bless.
Bless him.
Bless yeah. Poor Marley.
Must have been angry. That's all I got to say.
Also, I just wanted to quickly say as well, okay, if there's any people out there that want to dedicate a track to somebody or want to hear a particular track, please do. Next week, we're going to be listening to a band called, The Count Bishops. I've been asked if I could play a track from The Count Bishops. I'll be looking that up on, they are on Google and on YouTube and so on. So we're going to be listening to a track, that's one of the tracks for next week. Please, but obviously if you want to dedicate, just get in contact, use my website, email me, whatever it is, and I'll be happy to do that for you. So I think we should do some readings, really.
I think so.
So should we go to our first caller?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, let's... hello, our first caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yes, fine, thank you.
And thank you so much for your patience and holding on for so long.
Thank you for having me. I'd really like to know if I could speak to my son Tommy by any chance.
Okay, right, just whereabouts are you from?
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona, okay. Your son, Tommy. Okay, we can't always guarantee who we get through, okay? But let's work with this.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Now, I'm listening to your voice vibration, okay? And I'm asking Spirit to come forward as well, okay? And I do believe that I've got a boy here. I haven't got a man. I've got a boy here. Would you understand this?
Yes, a son.
When you say son, I'm seeing a boy, not an older son, but a young son. Does that make sense?
No, my son was like 34 when he passed last year.
Just bear with me for a second, okay? Just bear with me a second. So I want to know what does... Okay. Right, okay. Thank you. I've actually got two people here. I've got a taller gentleman, but I do feel this would be a grandfather to you, okay? I say grandfather, but this is father's side of the family. And he's actually got his hand on the shoulders of a boy, age 7, he tells me, okay? I know you're saying this isn't your son, but please bear with me with this, okay? I have to give this, okay, because he's talking to me about the fact that he's 7 years old. It's almost like a fond memory for him, okay? It may not even be a son. I'm not saying it is your son or it isn't. But this person that's behind him with his hands on his shoulders, he's telling me his grandfather, okay, on father's side of the family. Would you understand this?
No.
Okay. Who are you then, please? Right. Okay. I can only give you what I'm getting here, okay? Because he's also given me a lot of heat, okay? Okay. But the gentleman's also telling me that he would have passed with some sort of compression to his chest, okay? So, and I feel it would have either been, okay, thank you. It would have either been some sort of heart condition that he would have had and passed the spirit. Would you understand this?
A heart condition? No.
Okay. I'll tell you
might
what
have
I'm
been my son. My son Tommy died. He just stopped breathing and.
Right. Okay. I'll tell you what. We're going to double up on this one, I think, because I need some. I know I'm on the right link, but I need. Mike, are you there? Are you listening to this?
Yeah, I am listening, Nick. And hi. What was your name? Sorry, caller.
David.
Hi, David. See, I do believe I have a younger gentleman with me. Your son, he passed very quickly, is that right?
What's that again?
Your son, Tommy, he passed very quickly, would that be right?
Yes, he did.
And would I be right in saying that he left so many loving people behind, because he talks to me of there was lots of loving people that was left behind in his life when he passed.
Yes.
He talks to me of children. So would your son would have had children?
Oh yes.
Okay. So
no, but
he,
his nephews and nieces.
That's okay, because he talks to me of the children. He adored the children, didn't he? So if these are his nephews and nieces, he adored them. Now would I be right in saying this to you, David, that it must be important why you want to make contact with your son tonight? Because he says to me, it's important why he comes through today. To make a connection there with you, is that right?
Yes.
See, and he says to me that he needs to put your mind to rest, David, because you've been getting yourself all worked up of late. You've been upset with upset. You've been worrying about things, and you've been annoyed because you haven't been able to make contact with your son since he's passed. Do you understand this? See, and he says to me that he's always been there with you, David. Okay, he hasn't left your side. He's always been there, supporting you and guiding you there from the spirit world. He says to me, Dad, you need to dry up your tears. You need to stop those tears, okay? So I know that your son makes aware that you've been crying and there's been tears that's been rolling down your face, because he says to me about you've been upset and you've been praying for your son to come through so hard at the moment. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because he makes you aware that he wants you to know that he hasn't left you. Now, would I be right in saying to you that, David, that there's a lady in the spirit world that your son would be with? Now, whether this is your partner, your wife, or it's your mum, I'm not sure, but he says to me that there's a lady there with him that's taking care of him since he's passed on to the spirit world. This lady would have passed very quickly as well. She talks to me that there was a change of her medication before she passed, because she just gives me tablets. I know that I want to change my tablets. So I know that there was a change in medication before this lady passed home to the spirit world there. Do you understand this, David?
No, I don't.
Okay. He says to me, tell her that I'm with grandma. I'm with grandma. So do you understand his grandmother is in the spirit world?
Yes, his grandmother, yes.
Okay. Now, his grandmother, would I be right in saying to you that there would have been like a connection to do with a hospital before she passed? Is that right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, then please don't dismiss the tablets, the medication, because that's what he tells me, okay? Grandma is with me, and she's been with me since the moment I passed. And please stop thinking that he's been on his own or he's on his own. And he says to me that you have lots of questions in your mind, like whether he's been met, whether he's on his own, is he comfortable, is he happy where he is? He tells me that he's with grandma, and that pleases him more than anything, to know that grandma was there to greet him as she went home to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Good. Now, see, David, he also makes me aware of my chest at the minute, okay? Now, I know Nick has already picked up on the chest. Now, that's with yourself there, David, isn't it? You've been having a few tightnesses in your chest of late. Is that right?
No. I've been having problems, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, so if you've been having problems, he talks to me of these, see, it's his way of proving to you, see, David, that he's around your life. He says to me, I know what's going on. Okay, so he talks to me about these problems particularly around your chest area, and this is where you're proving to you that he is in your vibration, he's in your life. Okay, do you understand of this now?
Yes.
Thank you very much, okay, because I know that he joins us, and he wants you to know, he wants you to put the smile back on your face. And if I said to you it's okay to celebrate, would you understand why I would say that to you?
Yes.
See, because he says to me, tell my dad it's okay to celebrate. It's okay to
yes.
celebrate, okay? Because he says to me that's one of the things that you want to find out, whether it's okay to celebrate, because he's not there with you to join in. And he says to me, you know, I'm joining in from this side of life. I will always be here from this side of life to support and guide you, and never fear that you're on your own, okay? Because he will always be with you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Nick, I don't know if you want to add on in there.
Yeah, I'm still asking here, you know, as to who I've got here, and I still am getting back for you, David. Okay, this is somebody that's linked to you on the father's side of the family. So this would be like a grandfather. It could be even great grandfather. Okay,
could it be my dad?
It's on father's side of the family, so yeah, it could be your father. Okay, but I have to give everything. I always give everything that I get. Okay, and he's standing there with his hands on the shoulders of a boy of seven, okay? But I don't... Maybe the boy isn't in spirit. Maybe this is just a memory, okay? Because he's given me the age of seven. So if you can think back, was there something going on around when you were about seven where you needed extra comfort? Would you understand this?
No, I was about 11.
He was about 11?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to make it fit because he's talking about the comfort around you, okay? Okay, he's talking about the comfort around you. Have you also had problems with your legs? Because it could be him. He's talking about problems with legs as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's me.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Because he's telling me like he's trying to link to you. Okay. He's giving me obviously Mike's had your son. I've obviously got your father here. Okay. But he's talking about the fact that you've had or having problems with your legs. But also he's telling me that you need some extra support around you at the moment as well. And I also feel this could be drawn to around your financial stuff around you. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But he's telling me for you to be strong, be strong. And also, he's just said to me as well, don't give up, don't give in, okay, because you're stronger than that. Do you understand what he means by this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. He's also saying, okay, to me that you need to realize for yourself that you haven't let anybody down. You don't understand why he's saying this. He's talking to me as if you feel like you've let people down or let somebody down around you. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's also saying that the fact that they understand that you couldn't be there. They understand. He's talking more than one, but they understand why you couldn't be there at the time. Do you understand what he means by this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. And he's just said to me, do you know, all he has to do is reach out his hand and we will be there for him. Okay, so in spirit, they will always be there for you. You just need to hold out your hand and ask them to come close, okay? Give me a bit more then. Okay, I'm just asking, are you also linked to the son as well? So, okay, so he has actually met up with your son in spirit, okay? Okay. Would you also understand, he keeps talking to me about nephew. So is there something going on around with a nephew that's around you, or could this possibly be nephew that's in spirit? Would you understand this? He's drawing my attention to a nephew around you. Do you understand this?
That he's alive?
At the moment he's talking about a nephew. He's just talking, I want to bring attention to a nephew that's going through some troubles as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But this nephew, obviously, he's on the earth plane, yeah? You understand that? He's on the earth plane? Cause he's having troubles?
What?
He's on the earth plane. He's here. He's still alive. He's alive and kicking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So he's just saying to me, yes, he is. He's on the earth plane. But he's also going through some troubles. But there's support needed for all of you. He's telling me there's been, you know, it's been a hard time. Obviously, I understand there's been hard times with the loss of your son. Okay, love, and just lots of love and light to you on that one, okay? But he's talking about the fact that there's hard times all around you at the moment, and you need to come together to be stronger, but you need to really think about the strength within you, because you can give a lot of encouragement to others. You'd understand this.
Yeah.
You need to give this encouragement. Right, thank you. And also he's talking about your family at the moment. He's talking about your direct family, your family unit you've got at home, that you need to be strong for them. You'd understand this as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is it right that you've got a daughter as well? Is that correct, what he's saying to me?
Yes.
Okay. Because you need to be strong for her as well, because she's also finding things difficult as well at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, but I feel this is more, as Mike said before, this is more emotional. And would you also understand as well, because he's saying to me that you don't quite know what happened. You'd understand this. You don't quite know what happened to your son, why or what happened to his passing. You understand this?
Yes, that's what we're wondering.
Okay. Okay, I'm not picking that up. I'm just being told that this is part of the reason why you're here, why you're calling, because I'm being told that you need closure on your son's death, because nobody knows of the real reason. Would you understand that was your son on some sort of drug or something like that? Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. I feel it's drug orientated. I'm not saying he was a drug addict or anything like that, but I feel it was drug orientated. I'm not saying an overdose either. I'm saying there was something around the drug. Maybe they needed to look at that for you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But it's that's how I feel. Either he was, I don't know. I feel like he was taking a drug. I'm not saying what drug, but he was taking a drug, and there was something going on there. Okay, but you need to have closure on this, and you need to be at peace with yourself and be strong for you yourself and your family that's around you. Okay?
Yes.
I'm going to leave it there, my friend. Okay? Is that okay for you?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
But please be aware that obviously your father here, your son is around you. Mike's picture, son up, is around you, and all the loved ones that are in spirit are there for you. Okay, so love and light to you. Okay?
Yes.
Take care. Please, obviously, you can listen back in the archives if you wish to on Mike Spirit FM. Okay, my friend. Take care. So, should we go to another caller? Let's go to another caller. Who do we have next? Because I've lost the plot.
That's the way you always are, mate. You always lose the plot.
I know. It's the best way to be.
Yes.
So, okay, so I think we have, is it Serena next, is it, I believe?
Oh, hi, Serena.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you
guys?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Nick, because Serena's in the chat room, should we put her on the spot?
Yeah,
oh,
go on then.
Wow.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I have to tell you guys, my source tells me that both of you are sexy and both of you have that sexy voice.
So you're voting for the both of us a bit biased there, Serena. You can't say that both of us have a sexy voice and the both of us have a sexy voice. You have to vote one together.
Yeah, who's it going to be?
Well, Nick, since you got the nice looking bod, I'm going to have to go with Mike with the voice. Because
yes! What up?
I'm feeling flushed here now. I mean, you really did put me on the spot, but both of you are very, very sexy in your best way, but the most important thing, you both have a golden heart.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for my vote as well. I'm so honoured, I really am.
Boo!
And I will remember, as I was posting in the chat room, you know, because you voted for me, Serena, I will give you a kiss when I see you. Never mind whether it's when I come back to America or whether you come over to the UK.
But if you come over to America, stop off in Philadelphia. I'm not too far from it.
Actually, I will be coming to Philadelphia quite soon.
Oh,
more
great,
will be to come. I've got a cousin in Philadelphia as well, which I'm desperate to go and see. I'm going to New Hampshire, and that's not far from Philadelphia, is it?
No, it's not too far, no. Oh, that'd be great. Let me know when you come down.
I plan on visiting my cousin in Philadelphia, and that should be early of next year. So Serena, keep an eye here, and keep listening, because you know we will announce that as it comes in. So, but anyway, I'm gonna leave it with Nick.
Yeah. No, you can carry on, Mike. You can start this reading off if you wish.
Okay, and then you're gonna join in, Nick. Yeah.
I'll join in. Yeah, seeing as she's voted for you.
Okay. I'll tell you.
Oh, wow.
Nick, you just mute yourself, mate, and be quiet for 5 minutes. As I said, I will give you my trophy. The award that I won for the national award, just to polish for an hour or two.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Serena, let me get on with the show. Okay, so was it just a reading you was looking for?
Yes, just a reading. Whatever you see, like, I'm going to hit the big jackpot, am I going to move, or...
Well, if you hit the big jackpot, Serena, remember me. Okay, I put some numbers on the lottery tonight, and you never know. You never know.
Oh, for sure. My number one goal is to have to save, try to save all the abused animals in the world.
In the world.
I'm a big person. And then after that, if I could try to take care of all of them, then I'll come looking for you guys.
No problem at all. Okay, Serena, let me get on with your reading, because I know I've got a lady that joins us here from the spirit world, and I know as I'm looking at this lady, she's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body before she passes home there to the spirit world. I know that she's a lady that she makes me feel she suffers for quite a bit before she passed there, because she makes me aware that she's shaken. I know that she would have had this illness that really would have took its toll upon her towards the end of her life. I know that she makes it aware that she wants to wrap her arms around me like a mother or grandmother would before she passes. And she tells me there that there was many conditions she had, but I believe there was something that would have that could have made her go home. But she passed with something totally different, she says. There was something else I passed with that was totally different. Do you understand of this?
I think I do. When you said her body was shaking, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
My grandmother has that disease that her body shook really bad.
Perfect. Okay, because I know that's what I'm looking at. Her hands are shaking to me, and her whole body is shaking. So it's your grandmother in your mum's side, though, is it, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that's where she is. She's in your mum's side. So now I've got your grandmother that joins us here, Serena, and I know as she makes her connection, I know as she makes her link there with you, that she says to me about... there's a smile that needs to go back on your face. Why would I say to you that you feel as if you're... now, maybe the word losing is the wrong word, but do you feel as if there's like something going on in your life at the moment that you feel you need to really take grip and take hold of? Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do. I really do have to get a grip.
Okay.
I live in my grandmother's house, and... but my stepbrother has it, and we don't get along, and he just recently told me I had to leave, so...
Right, so that's why I would say to you, you really need to take charge, okay, and get a grip with things, okay? Now, she also talks to me about that you are very spiritual of your mind, you are very spiritual in your ways, and everything that you do, you kind of link to the spirit, and you kind of walk. Now, it was once said to me, Michael, you walk with feet in both worlds. And you know, I thought that to myself, that's a wonderful way of putting it. And I believe I could say that there to you at the moment, that you walk with your both feet in both worlds there. So you with your feet in both worlds. Because I know that you are very...
I see people.
Good. Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm aware of there. And that's what your grandmother tells me, that you are aware of the spirit world. And I know... as I make this communication, that you are always in talks to with your grandmother and always are communicating. And I want to say that you have to learn to trust yourself, this Serena. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
You don't give yourself enough credit. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes I just like to throw the towel in. Yeah.
See, because I know that's what she tells me. You don't give yourself enough credit. You don't listen to yourself as much as you should. Okay, you're good at giving the advice, but you don't take it off yourself. Now, I know that you take it off others, but you don't take it off yourself because you kind of just disbelieve yourself because you think it's your own mind. Now, she says to me that she's tried so many times to come through. She's tried to build this communication so many times, particularly around your home and everything else. And I know that there's all sorts of things happening in your home a lot as well. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, my computer. Like, when I was talking, texting you guys, my computer just, like, froze right up. Sometimes when I'm on the computer listening to a show, I'll hear voices, and I'll ask somebody, do they hear, but they don't hear what I hear. And then I know. But the most important thing I do, I get an odor that follows me. And I know my grandma was a very heavy woman, and nobody ever missed her, so... I don't know if it's the odor coming from her, but I used to think it was from where I worked at, the cleaning stuff I used. But I could be at a store and the smell just come right to me. And so now I'm to the point of I'll say, okay, I know you're with me. Just please, like, kind of back away from me a little bit, because the odor is, like, really sometimes like a really – like an old lady smell. I'll say it like that. But it gets nuisance after a while.
Okay, well, I know that your grandmother is there with you, okay? And if that's the smell that you're smelling that you connected with, then that's fine. Because she tells me here that you must realize that she's always in your vibration. And where you keep repeating the ask, she's saying to me, but I'm always with you, I'm always with you, okay? Why does she talk? No, I don't know what time zone that you're on. Are you on Eastern time zone or are you on Pacific?
I'm on, I get confused with that. It's 5:30 now because I just got home from work. So,
so you,
I think you're 5 hours different from me. I think you're going into 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Okay, so you're on Eastern, so now I understand your time zone. Okay, now it's 5:30 p.m. Now, why would I say to you that I know you just said you've come home from work? Would I be right in saying to you that you changed twice before you left for work this morning?
Yeah, I changed my shirt twice because I have an African gray, and I thought she was getting sick on me, and I went to put her on my shoulder, so she kind of, like, poo-pooed on me, so I had to change my shirt before I left.
Okay, see, because I know, because that's what your grandmother says to me. You changed twice before you went to work this morning. So isn't that a wonderful way of her proving to you that she's around your life, around your vibration? You know, I'm not going to go
into it.
You're not. But, you know, just know that your grandmother is there. I'm going to hand you over to Nick. And even though that you voted as the sexiest body, and I have the sexiest laugh. So, Nick, it's all over to you, mate.
Okay, my friend.
Thank you.
Do you know, I've been chatting away on Facebook and in the chat room while Mike's been doing your reading. But all the while, I've had a gentleman here from the spirit world standing there, quite tall, quite broad, I would say, quite a strong looking chap, and he tells me that he's a father here in spirit for you. Do you understand this?
Yes, my father passed over when I was a baby, so I don't know too much about him.
Okay.
I only have a picture of him when he was 13.
Do you know what? That does not matter, okay? Because he's telling me that you are full of energy, okay? he tells me you never stop. You understand this? He also gives me impressions in my mind's eye. He gives me impressions of you almost as if you're walking down the street, but you're sort of jigging. You're sort of, you know, dancing down the street. Do you understand what he means by this?
Yeah, I dance, like, all over the place.
Okay. It just, all he's doing is making me aware that he's, obviously you're aware, obviously, that he's or their spirit are watching, from what Mike was saying, okay? But he's talking about the fact that your energy is just amazing. But he's, right, thank you. And he's also just talking about the fact that it's not only is it for yourself, but it rubs off on others. So he's talking about the fact you bring lots of light to other people. You understand this?
I want to believe that I bring a lot of light to a lot of people.
But you bring a lot of light, you bring a lot of joy to people. Okay. Is there somewhere around, I know I shouldn't be asking questions, but he's telling me that there's somewhere around close to you where there's a swimming pool. Would that make sense? Is there, like, a complex around near you, or do you live on a complex? Do you understand what I mean? Do you live like...
I live in a house, but there is, as you go around the corner, there is a little complex there, like about 11 apartments there.
Because for some reason he's talking about, and he's given me the impression that you should be doing more for people around the area. Okay, I don't quite know what he means. Okay, but he's talking about the fact you need to be doing or do something for them, because he's showing me like you being there and bringing help to these people. Is it a bit? I don't want to say it, but is it a bit deprived? Is this place a bit deprived? Does that make any sense?
Not really, because the people that I live around, I'm not too crazy about them, and I live alone, and my daughter only comes to stay with me on the weekends, so I try not to, but I know there's some homeless people moving up in the by the railroad bank where I live at.
Right. Okay. It could be the fact, but what he's drawing me to is that it's charitable work. Okay. So either you're doing charitable work or you're going into charitable work, that sort of scenario. Do you understand this?
Okay. Now I can understand that. Yeah. Because I've been thinking about with the holidays coming up to go help.
Right. Okay. Because he's talking about And I know I keep repeating myself, but I'm only repeating myself because he keeps talking about you and your energy, because this is what your energy should be doing, because you are, and you do it anyway, but you're a natural giver. You give anything you can to others. But would you also understand as well that there is, are you having like a pain in your back or your hip? Would you understand this?
Do I have like a back of my neck, you mean?
No, it's either in the lower back, but around the hip area. Does this make sense to you? Either an ache.
Oh my God! Yes, it does. I just had an injection in my back in the summertime, and I don't know if you see it on the news over there, but a few people have died from it, and my back's been hurting really bad, and I'm scared to go get the shot again in my back. Yeah, I have this herniated disc.
Right, I can't diagnose. We're not allowed to over here in the UK, okay? But he's talking about the fact that you are in pain with your back and around your hip area, okay? But he's telling me you need to look outside of the norm. You know, you need to look at something different. He's telling me. For some reason, I feel like this. I don't know, tablet or something like that. So it could be something natural, something more natural than what you're taking or having done already, okay? But I do feel there's healing needed here, okay? So I'm going to ask my spirit guides, my doctors to go over to you and give you some healing. But he's just drawing my attention that actually it's quite sore as well at the moment. Would you understand this? It's like he's telling me that if you got up now, if you're sitting down, you got up now, it would hurt you. You understand this?
I'm bent over, yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, in the summertime, that's why I got the shot. I took my daughter to the shore, and I was standing in the water. A little wave knocked my leg out that I couldn't even walk. I mean, when I stood up, I would cry. That's how bad the pain was. And I begged the doctor to give me a shot. That's how bad it was. I mean, it was beyond 10. So, yes, I do understand, and I do need something done to it. You know, I don't know if I need to see a surgeon or what, but it's...
Okay.
The MRI says that I don't need one, but I think everybody knows their own body, you know, and I really do think that something's more wrong there than they're telling me or they see.
Right, okay. Sweetheart, now I know I was listening to Mike, but I can't remember what Mike said, but was there something said about your mum being in spirit? Would you understand this? Mum being in spirit?
My mom, my biological mother isn't. A woman that I called mom and raised me since I was 16, she crossed over. She was more of a mom to me than my own mom.
Right. What she's doing, she's coming forward, okay? And actually your father is bringing her forward for me, okay? And there's something about a ballerina. So either do you like dance or do you like ballerina stuff. Do you understand what she means by this? And what she's doing, she's actually spinning like a ballerina in front of me. So she's talking about this. Do you understand what she means by this?
Yes, she was the godmother to my daughter, and she put her in ballerina, a dance school, when she was a little girl.
Right, okay.
And my daughter
did ballet and that. Okay. I'm feeling lots of love, but also there's attention here. So she was a lady that would have paid attention in great detail to everybody and what everybody was doing. You understand this with her?
Oh, yes, she did. That's why I said she taught me a lot.
Right, okay. Say it again. Right, okay. But she's also telling me that you can't treat old dogs new tricks. So I don't know why she's telling me this, but do you understand what she means by this? I know what she means, but do you understand why she's telling you this? You can't teach old dogs new tricks. She's talking about your brother, you said.
Being evil, the way he is, yeah, because I always give him the benefit of doubt, thinking he changed because we all got older, but she's right. You can't change an evil person at all.
Right, and also, would you understand, when you said that, okay, would you understand, cause she's talking about moving away, so either you've moved away or you need to move away from this. Do you understand? I don't feel like it's a physical, you need to sell your house and move on, but it's a move, you need to let go, move away from this. Do you understand this?
Yes, I definitely do, yes.
And also, thank you, and she also just said the word entrapment, so almost like you've been entrapped into doing something. You understand this?
Not really. I think maybe what she was saying, trying to say that I had no other place to go right at that moment, so I felt like I was being trapped.
Right. Okay. I'm not saying it is that or it isn't that, but she just keeps saying to me there is entrapment, or she was entrapment. It's almost like I feel very deceitful around this as well. So maybe you understand that a bit more. It was very deceitful around that situation. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there, sweetheart, okay? But please take the love from the spirit world and know that, obviously, you know, because you can see them, okay, that they're coming to you a lot stronger, and they're going to come to you a lot stronger over the coming months, okay? But also, she's telling me February is actually quite important for you as well. You understand this?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yes.
Okay, so February is very important for you.
I don't know what's going to happen in February, but I talked to somebody not too long ago, and they told me, well, you're like the third person that told me something in February, and a few people told me it was a move, and a good move, and I'm hoping that that's what's telling
me. Rena, let me cut in there. I know what's important about February. I owe you that kiss.
So then you're coming to Philly earlier than June, huh?
I owe you that kiss, Serena.
Oh, bless.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right, sweetheart. Can we
just grab one more question? Does she see me moving in February by any chance?
Well, she did say to me about the fact that you need to move away from this. So this could be the movement she's talking about. I just, you know, I'd give you, as she says it, there's going to be movement, or she needs to move away from this. So that's how I gave it to you. So, I mean, unless Mike can see anything else. Do you see anything with that, Mike?
No, I don't. You know, all I see with it is that that obviously that there's upset because we've already established the condition with your living arrangements. And she is just saying to me that she's working on it, and you know, things will be sorted very soon with you. Now, whether that means you move or you know, attitudes have changed, I don't know, but I know things will be sorted soon with her, Serena.
Okay, and my spirits will start coming to me stronger than they are now, because I've been meditating and trying to bring my, because I know when you talk to your loved ones, they definitely come to you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Serena, I've always said and always will say, I know that Nick will agree with me here with this. I've always said, when the student's ready, the master will appear, okay? So you just remember that and bear that in mind. So when you are ready, the tutor, the spirits will come through and make that connection with you no matter what.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Okay? Thank you, Serena.
Thank you, Serena.
You're wonderful. And Paul, Sarah, I said hi to. All of these guys are so wonderful. And God bless you.
Oh, bless
God bless you too.
Thank you very much. And remember, download a copy of your reading in Mike's Spirit FM, Serena.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Cheers, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. So I think we've got time for another one. So let's squeeze in another caller. So I believe we've got Tina next. Hello, Tina. Are you there?
Maybe we should. Sing Nick. Is there anybody there?
Is anybody there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi, Tina. How
are
you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm in Texas.
Texas. Okay. So have you been listening to the show?
I have been.
So you understand
I've been here since it started.
So you understand
it's a little difficult. It's a little difficult, but I can understand.
Okay, but you understand there's a vote going on at the moment.
There's a what?
A vote. There's a vote for the sexiest laugh between myself and Mike Davis. You understand this?
And the last call
I do.
Me, Tina.
Yeah,
you have to follow the trend.
No. This is the Nick Humphries Medium Show, not the Mike Davis Show.
Okay. So
who, Tina, are you going to place your vote with for the sexiest laugh?
I'm going to have to say the host.
Hey,
so far.
Oh.
I don't know which one of you it is, but I've been here since the show started.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Nick Humphries Medium Show, and that's me. I'm Nick Humphries. So thank you for your vote, Tina.
But Nick, you're welcome. Tina may have been listening from Sunday, and that was my show, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. So maybe. Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
So how are we today?
Oh, we're good.
I'm upset now, Tina.
We're good.
I'm so sorry.
So,
okay.
how can we help you this evening?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, so you just like a normal, just a reading?
Absolutely. You just tell me what I need to know.
Okay, let me link in and let me see what I get here for you, okay? Because as I talk to you now, okay, I get a lady that's present in front of me, okay, from the spirit world. Okay, I feel very grandmother with her, so I feel like she's on mum's side of the family, this lady, okay? I'm not saying she's mum, she could be mum or she'd be grandmother. Do you understand this?
No.
You don't understand this, you don't understand the connection of grandmother in spirit?
No, I don't, neither one of my grandmothers or my mom are in spirit.
Okay, this could be even, you know, it could be great grandmother here, okay? Thank you, just give me that bit more. Okay, with what then? Right, okay. Would you understand? She's talking to me about you've been contemplating a change in position. Would you understand this?
No.
This is to do with your work environment or your working environment, okay? So do you understand what she means by this?
No. I'm currently looking for work.
Okay, so there's a change of environment for your working environment, okay? Okay. Right, she's also talking to me about September, okay? September around you is quite important. This could be, you know, it could be a birth, it could be a passing, it could be an anniversary of some sort. You understand this?
The death.
Okay, so...
I hate September.
Okay, but she's talking to me, it's quite important. Obviously, and it's, you know, it could be an upsetting time for you, but it's quite important. But she's doing here, she's just making connection for you, okay? She's telling me that actually there's... okay, thank you. A change of environment around you. Now, obviously, you're thinking of your work, okay? And I do feel this is to do with work. Right, thank you. She's talking about the fact that Christmas is obviously coming up and that you need to be more proactive over the Christmas period, she's just telling me. Do you understand what she means? You need to be more proactive.
I understand that.
She's telling me that you need to get out there a bit more. Right, thank you. And would you understand, also, she's talking to me as if you've been like have you become a bit of a recluse where you sort of, but within yourself, you sort of shrink in within yourself. Do you understand this?
Yes, I spend a lot of time in meditation. I have gifts also.
Okay, but she's talking about the fact, that's great, by the way, that you've got a gift and you should be using this, okay? But she's talking about the fact that you should be getting out there. You should be making yourself more known to people, okay? Thank you. But also she's talking to me about, what's that then? Right, okay. When I say this, okay, when she said it, I saw flashes of light. So I know it's quite a powerful thing here, okay? So we are talking about the spiritual side aspect here, but where you will be looking towards either a holistic center or something to do with Reiki, if you do Reiki or looking into that. So would you understand this?
I do both.
Okay. So and I feel it's like almost like the master of Reiki. So you need to be doing more of this. Become a master if you're not already, and you should be giving more of this. Okay, so you should be doing this with others. You should be teaching others. Being a Reiki master, you should be sharing this. Okay, right. Thank you. What's that then? Right, so she's giving us Christmas, but she's also talking to me about January. The January is a change of energy around you to do with this. So it begins over Christmas period where you need to be more proactive. But January, you need to start planning now for January because January is going to be quite busy for you, okay? Okay, thank you. Right, okay. She's also talking to me about, and she gives me headaches, okay? She's talking about headaches. So is it right you're suffering?
Oh, boy, I got you now. You've got me now. I pick up on everybody's thoughts everywhere I go, and this is why I recluse myself, because I hear everybody's thoughts when I go outside.
Okay, and it's causing, like, headaches for you. You understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, right, so what you're doing is you're opening yourself, but you're not closing yourself down with this, okay? This is just me telling you this, okay? So you are not closing yourself down correctly in order for you to do your day-to-day living. You need to be out there. You need to be able to walk the streets and be amongst people without hearing their thoughts, okay? So you have to be stricter with yourself in what you're doing. Because once spirit knows that you are ready to work, as Mike says, the master will kick in and they will come forward, okay?
Radio.
Give me a bit more. Right, thank you.
Okay.
But you also understand there's interruptions in your life. You'd understand this. There's lots of interruptions in your life at the moment where you can't concentrate on one thing or the other. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I'm going through a lot.
Okay. But I have to tell you as well, okay, you know, she's standing here and she's giving me December, she's giving me January, she's giving me March. So there's all these months are quite important to you anyway. March in particular is another one that's important. But she's telling me that you need to let go of this as well because it's actually making you more emotional as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And is it right that you're... can you give me that again? Okay. Is it right that actually you're taking on other people's problems? You're taking on, there's somebody around you with problems and you're taking that on as if it's personal. Do you understand this?
Yes, I'm a psychic too. I take on everybody's problems every day.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But what she's saying is that you're not letting go of it. Do you understand this? It's
right.
You're giving, either you're giving the healing and you're not getting rid of that energy, that negative energy. You're helping people by talking to them and listening to them, but you're not getting rid of that energy yourself. It's overflowing you. It's taking over. It's controlling. You know, you're getting headaches. You can hear people's thoughts and so on. Okay, so that's what I'm getting to. Do you understand this?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to pass you over to Mike, okay, because I know, you know, time is ticking, so let's see what Mike can get out for you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, thank you, Nick. I know that we've only got a few minutes, so I'm going to be as quick as I can with you. Now, I know that I've got a gentleman. The minute Nick started working, there was a gentleman that made himself known to me, and I believe that this gentleman would either be like your father or your grandfather. I feel more inclined to say father. So do you understand your father for me in the spirit world?
It could be my father or my husband, either one.
Okay, because I know that this jumper makes me feel warm. He makes me feel all close. I know that this jumper makes me aware of his chest. He passed instantly with a heart condition. He tells me that he had a heart attack that took him straight home to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware as well that he had a few warnings but took no notice of them because he says to me, I didn't take no notice, I just didn't. Done exactly what I needed to do, carried on with my life. But then there was this one big problem with his chest, one big pain, and excuse the expression, but home he goes to the spirit world. It was that quick with him. When he passed.
It would be my father. It would be my father. He passed last June, and he wrote me out of his will because I'm psychic. So I don't feel a loving feeling towards him right now.
Okay, bless. Well, I know that your father is with me, okay, even though that you don't feel, you know, that he may have done wrong or whatever, I don't know. But I know that your father is with us, and I know that your father wants me to say that he is there, okay? Even though he may have not believed in this life, what matters is that he's there with you at the moment, okay? And he says to me that even though that happened, he is going to try and put it right from the spirit world, from where he is, okay? Because I feel he wants to put things right. He wants to take you by your hand and lead you, okay? Do you understand? He wants to lead you because
he... Okay.
Okay, I feel as if I want to say to you that it's like as if you haven't had a chance to release the passing of your dad yet. Do you understand this? You haven't had time to grieve, or you haven't, so you've kind of shut that emotion off. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do, so much.
Okay, because he says to me about grieving, you haven't had a chance because you've shut the emotion off and you've kind of just pushed it to one side.
I'm very mad at him.
Okay.
I'm very mad at him.
Okay, okay. And you know, he understands that, okay? But what
I'm, I'm his only child. I'm his only child, and he wrote me out of his will because I have gifts, because I was different.
Yeah, okay. Because would I be right in saying that he was brought up with a different religion? Because I feel as if I wanted to be, like, a different religion. I want to go to church every I don't know whether it was every Sunday, but I want to go to church with your dad, and I believe that's what his religion would have been. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. See, your dad wants to put this right. He really does, okay? From the spirit world, I know that he deeply regrets this of what he done, okay? But he says to me that he can work things differently now he's in the spirit world.
Okay.
You know, even though that, you know, you don't feel a great deal of love towards dad at the moment, know that he will do his best to put it right. And you know, the spirit world has a unique way of putting things in our pathway when it's needed. So whether it's like financial or whether it's any other way, they have this unique way of putting things in our pathway. And if I'm completely honest with you, I've been on the receiving end of that myself of late, okay? I've asked for something and it's come. So, you know, you just keep those thoughts going off there. Know that your dad is there. Know that your husband is here as well, because I know that your husband passed quickly as well. And I do believe that your husband was ill for a little while before he passed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
He actually committed suicide because of his illness.
There we are. Bless your heart, okay? I know I have to end it because the show is in the final seconds, if I'm honest with you. So I know I have to end it there, but... Do come back and you know, try and get through again. And, you know, please download a copy of that reading. And I send you all my love. And I'm sure that everybody in the chat room right now is sending you all the healing vibration, all the upliftment, along with Nick and myself. And I'm sure that things will turn around for yourself. I'll say thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank
Take
you
care.
Both so much, and blessed be.
Yeah, and see you, sweetheart.
And you.
I've actually sent you a
thank
friend
you.
Request. I've actually sent you a friend request, so there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you can search
Absolutely.
For me.
Absolutely.
Okay, you can search for me as well. It's Mike Davis Medium. Come on over and send me a friend request, or I'll just have the link off Nick later on, and I'll send you one.
Yeah.
I think Nick has me as a friend already on Facebook.
Okay.
If Nick's who I think. So, yes, well, let's make contact, and blessed be, and thank you both.
No problem.
Take care.
Bye-bye,
so,
good day.
Bye, and yourself. So I'm going to round it up here, guys. I'm going to say thank you so much for Mike for coming on and making me laugh and joining in on the readings and doing, obviously, such a great job as he always does. And, you know, I take inspiration from Mike because, you know, he's such a great guy and a great medium. So thank you, Mike, very much.
No, thank you, Nick.
So, and thank you to everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's listening this evening. And I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. But until next week, love and light to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.